You want to know what my biggest fear is? This is Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson's biggest fear is wasting time. Like, it's weird, right? So that wasn't a fear that I had when I was younger. And I don't really think that fear is around now because I'm, you know, a middle-aged dude or whatever the fuck you want to call a 40-year-old man. It's something that I picked up over the last, like, 7 years. The fear of wasting time has really been with me since I got divorced. And it really should have been with me before I got divorced. But I guess, like, you get so entrenched in, like, the situation that you're in. Like, I was in a relationship, like, motherfucker, it's been 14 years. It's just gotta fucking work. Otherwise, it's gonna be 14 years of fucking wasted time when maybe we should have fucking called it quits after 7 or 5. I can't really put my finger on, like, when everything started going to shit. But it was a lot earlier than 14. That's for goddamn sure. The wasted time thing comes because of, like, how fucked up I feel that I was for fucking years. Like, I didn't start going to therapy until my ex-wife left. I didn't start going to therapy until 2015, and then I was in therapy for fucking years. But, like, once I started clearing up, once I started getting better, like, everything kind of shifted. Like, after my ex left, I was like, motherfucker, I just wasted 14 fucking years. And then that attitude started shifting the clearer that my fucking head got. Then it started thinking, like, motherfucker, I've wasted my entire life. Not on, like, the relationship or anything like that, but, like, I wasted my life being fucking depressed and suicidal and fucking anxious. And waste is probably, like, too strong a fucking word because it wasn't my fault. Like, the shit that was in my head wasn't my fucking fault. But, like, I just wish that, like, I was better sooner. And, like, I don't think I'm, like, cured now. I'm still fucking prone to all this shit. But I got the tools and I do the work to keep myself upright. And I feel like I've been doing a pretty good fucking job. I don't like to give my credit for too much shit, but I feel like I've done a pretty goddamn good job of, like, keeping my fucking head together and keep myself, you know, going on a fucking normal path, you know? I just feel good about it. I feel good about where I'm at and the fucking work I've done on myself. And the more clear that I fucking feel, the more I look back and think, like, son of a bitch, I was so fucked up for so fucking long. I'm not fucking doing that again. Like, I don't want to fall back into that. I don't want to be depressed again, even though it still happens. I'm still prone to it. So I still slip in and out of depression, despite my best fucking efforts. I can handle it, but I still do it. And the anxiety's still there, and I still slip in and out of that too, and I get really fucking anxious about certain things. But I've been doing better, and, like, the spells aren't as bad. Thankfully, I don't get suicidal anymore. I haven't been suicidal for a long time. The feelings that caused it are still there, but they manifest themselves a little bit differently now because I'm not as far gone, if that makes any sense. But, like, my motherfucker, like, it's just, I wasted time. And even if I didn't know I was wasting time, I was wasting time. Because there were so many nights where I couldn't function, even when I was fucking married. Like, I feel like my ex kind of, like, balanced me out a little bit. But, like, I just remember, like, I can't do this now. I can't watch a movie now. I can't play a game now. I just have to sit here and stare at the fucking wall. I have to wonder why I feel this way and, like, wonder why I'm fucked up and wonder why I just can't feel good. And does everybody feel like this? Like, I see other people smiling. I can't smile. I can smile when I'm out there to pretend that I'm fucking happy. But, like, when I get home, I just want to fucking cry in the goddamn corner. And, like, I'm reaching out to my ex and she's not really there because our relationship was kind of shitty. And I'm talking back when we're actually together. We haven't spoken since the divorce. I don't want to give the impression that it was always shitty because I don't think that it was always shitty. But, like, I think that, you know, it's just an untreated, like, mental illness that just gets worse over fucking time. And it just creates a fucking strain on the relationship. And who knows what the fuck she was dealing with. I couldn't deal with my own shit that I was fucking dealing with. How the fuck am I going to help somebody else deal with, like, the shit that they're dealing with? And, like, as a result of all that, like, now I just look at me and I think, like, I'm not wasting fucking time anymore, man. I'm not wasting any fucking time. I'm as clear as I've ever been at any point in my fucking life. I'm not going to fucking waste any more fucking time. I can't do it. That's a big part of the reason why I don't date, because I think it's a gigantic waste of fucking time. If I was interested in somebody and I wanted to spend time with them, or, you know, something caught my eye, like, I would surely do it. But, like, I'm not gonna fucking put myself on a fucking dating site and just, like, hang out with random assholes on my fucking day off. I was off today. I didn't have shit to do. I didn't have a fucking run scheduled. I wasn't going, like, camping. I didn't have a family party. I wasn't playing softball. And, look, I love all those things. I love running. I love hanging out with my buddies. I love going to camping trips. But, like, there are some days where, like, it's just like, hey, motherfucker, I got a fucking day off. I got nothing going on. This is amazing. I'm gonna fucking just take this time and do whatever the fuck. Like, I'm not gonna give this up just to fucking hang out with some fucking asshole because society fucking wants me to. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna do something that I don't like, something that I don't want. I am fucking clear, and I'm gonna fucking take this time because it's my time. And I'm gonna fucking make podcasts and watch a fucking baseball game or read a book or play a video game. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do all those things. And maybe some fucking asshole is gonna tell me that I'm wasting time because I could be being more productive. And I'm gonna say, fuck you. Because this is me now, baby. This is like, I know where I'm at. I know what I want. And this is all I want in this fucking moment. Happy in this fucking moment. That's it, man. I look back. I was not happy in many moments. I was fucking surviving. And yeah, It's nice to fucking survive. It's nice to fucking keep living. But like, what quality of life is that? Like, if I'm fucking thinking about killing myself, then, I mean, I don't really know if that's really all that beneficial. Living just to fucking live. Hey, I'm doing two fucking jobs and I can afford my fucking apartment and shit. But like, all I'm doing is sleeping and fighting the years to slit my wrists. Is that a life, man? Is that a life that you want to fucking live? You want to waste your life doing that? So I'm like terrified, like wasting time is like my biggest fear. Because I think like the divorce happened 7 years ago and I finally started making the decision to get better 7 years ago. So I've been on a good path for just that long. And God damn it, I would have fucking loved to have the other 32 years back. It's like a regret that I can't do anything about. It's a regret that I can't apologize for. I can't find somebody that I was a dick to and apologize to him to fucking get this back. I can't make this right. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcast and maybe Google Podcast eventually. I don't fucking know what they're doing. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck. I'm going to put this in my Facebook timeline. I'm on Twitter as well at JohnsonHateYou. And you can see photos and videos and all that shit on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes.